Alaska is becoming a hotspot for reality shows. We saw former Governor Sarah Palin shoot caribou in her now-discontinued series. There's one about Alaska bush pilots and Deadliest Catch, about a crew of Alaskan king crabbers, hauling up a fresh catch here.
Last part! Foot feels kind of heavy. Come on, baby! Come on, baby! All right!
Well, we're joined by two women who don't have a reality show, but maybe they should. Tomi Marsh and her friend Laura Cooper have each worked in the commercial fishing industry in Alaska, in jobs ranging from captain to engineer and cook. They've fished for black cod along the Aleutian Islands, they've gone crabbing in the Bering Sea, and they're authors, with Tomi's sister Keo, of the new book Fishes and Dishes, Seafood Recipes and Salty Stories from Alaska's Commercial Fisherwomen. You can find their recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. Tomi and Laura join us from KUOW Studios in Seattle. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tomi, let's start with you. You're the skipper of the FV Savage out of Seattle. Are there many women skippers in Alaska?
Actually, there's quite a few. There's women kind of involved in all sorts of different aspects of the fisheries. I have a very good friend of mine who has her own longliner and tender up in Juneau. And there's women that own boats. They seine up through Kodiak, Chignik, and up into Dutch Harbor. You could still be a lady and be one of the crew. We didn't want to be one of the guys. You were respected for how hard you worked, and that was it.
Well, how did you start in the business? I understand you bought the boat after dropping out of school. Is that right?
I wasn't dropping out of school. I was still in school, but school was kind of a one quarter a year at that point. But I bought the boat over in Brooklyn, New York, from a family that still lives out there and has a lobster farm. And then we brought her around through the Panama Canal and up to Alaska.
And Laura, how did you get involved in the fishing industry?
I actually grew up back east. I grew up in New England, but I grew up hearing stories about Alaska. My great-grandfather was in the last gold rush. My father put himself through college working in Alaska. So I grew up with the ethos of Alaska, and eventually I just decided, head west, young woman. And then I took a right turn at Seattle and headed north.
And there you met Tomi, and both of you are out catching a lot of fish. You're eating a lot of fish, and you're eating very well from the looks of this book. And we're going to talk about some of the recipes. But I want to start at the beginning of the cookbook with a chapter called Fish Basics for Greenhorns. How do you know the fish is fresh?
Well, I can speak from childhood experience. Until I moved west, I thought that fish always had a smell. And the number one basic point about fresh fish is it shouldn't smell.
Rule number one, throw it away if it stinks.
Exactly.
And also, there's a lot of stuff now with flash frozen. And a lot of times, frozen fish is almost fresher than fresh fish because we bring it right off the boats and they're flash frozen at the processing plants and then shipped down.
In this cookbook, too, you also give some basics about how to cook fish. Do you think that most people get it wrong and then they end up not liking the fish because they've overcooked it?
It's extremely easy to overcook fish. That's rule number two. Never overcook your fish. Take it off before you think it's done. Take it off when it still looks raw in the middle, because unlike denser meats or red meats, fish continues to cook after you've removed it from the heat.
Well, most of the fish you feature in this cookbook is accessible. It's shrimp and salmon, but you also mentioned cooking gooey ducks. Is that what it's called, I think? What is a gooey duck?
That's Tomi's specialty.
Actually, we're involved in the gooey duck fishery right now. I'm going back up to Alaska this afternoon to go out and bring gooey ducks back across Clarence Straits. But it's a large bivalve. Probably about three-quarters of the animal is out of the shell. So it has a huge long neck. And it's used for sashimi and sushi in Asian restaurants. And then the breast meat is very tender, and people use it for chowder. And it was actually a very big fishery still in Washington State. So it's a kind of a traditional and indigenous clam that Native people have eaten for thousands of years up and down the coast.
They're up to about a foot?
When their neck's elongated?
Yeah.
It could be, a foot long. And they're between 3 to 5 pounds.
So tell me how you cook them. What's a good recipe for one that you have in your book?
Oh, well, one of the best recipes is the Thai clam chowder. So you can use the whole gooey duck after you've cleaned the gooey duck and you've stripped off the skin. You could chop it, and it's mixed up with coconut milk and curry. So it's just a really nice, fresh flavor of clam, which is just like from the ocean. and then this really nice Asian coconut milk broth.
Let's talk about some of the other recipes, because not all of them involve gooey duck, which I don't think is going to be available at my local market. But there are many recipes for salmon. You've got salmon cakes, salmon and deviled eggs, and another dish that's adapted from a Japanese dish, and a lot of Asian influence in this book. Tell me, how did you select the recipes?
Well, my sister and I are both half Japanese, so we have a lot of Asian influence in just the cooking and our cultural traditions. But then we love food, so that's why there's a wide range, everything from salmon noodle casserole to black cod and miso. So there's kind of something for everyone.
The book has a lot of stories from the high seas about love and finding love and even pizza delivery. It sounded like you started at one point. Tell us one of your favorite stories, Laura.
Oh, I guess I'm partial to the love stories because...
That's where you met your husband.
It is where I met my husband, and we had both formerly fished. Neither of us were at that time. But I'm partial to it because people have time for each other in Alaska, which is one of the nice things about it.
I think Alaska has a very romantic image, though, in addition to the rugged fishing industry, but also the beauty of the landscape that leads a lot of people to maybe think they're going to fall in love with something up there.
You fall in love with the world and the lifestyle, and if you're lucky, you might meet somebody, but it's not, I would not recommend it as a place for women to go find their partner. There's a t-shirt in Alaska that says, Alaskan men, the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
That's interesting. That's
very true. And Tomi, there's a story about pizza delivery that you, I wouldn't call it a business because you said you weren't charging for the pizzas, but tell me about making pizza in the small galley kitchen of a boat on the high seas and trying to deliver it to another boat.
Yeah, we would make them in the galley. We had a pre-hand-thrown crust, and then we'd assemble everything in the galley, and hopefully it wouldn't fly out of the oven on a big roll. And Kathy would don her Mustang suit, which is like a waterproof kind of flotation suit, and stand on the rail, and we'd cover the pizza in foil and try to pass it off to another boat without doing any damage between the vessels.
That's some serious commitment to fresh pizza. Most people who've been on a fishing boat know that it has a very small galley for cooking. Did you make the recipes in this book on your boat or on land?
A lot of them we started on the boat, and we probably fine-tuned them on land because I'm not a real big fan of measuring, and we needed to measure things. And for that, you needed a galley that was stable and you can
not rolling around.
Exactly.
But you could recommend making these recipes on land or at sea.
Oh, definitely. Everything that's in the book I've made on the boat.
The book makes fishing and fish processing sound almost glamorous, but I know, at least from my cousin who spent a summer up there doing some of it, it's smelly, it's hard, it's dangerous. Do you think the book oversells it, Laura?
I don't. You come across a lot of life experience up in Alaska, and you can really test your own endurance levels, both physically and emotionally.
I want to ask one other question, which is, why did you write this cookbook?
Well, my sister and I were crabbing up in the Bering Sea, and, you know, we had all this great food, and all of us cook because we appreciate the people. We appreciate our crew and the other fishermen. And so it was a way to kind of share our appreciation of the people we've met up in Alaska and our experiences, and to involve other women that also have had similar experiences. So I guess it's a way of kind of saying thank you to the fishing community.
Tomi Marsh and Laura Cooper work in the commercial fishing industry in Alaska, and they've written the book, The Fishes and Dishes Cookbook, Seafood Recipes and Salty Stories from Alaska's Commercial Fisherwomen. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having us.